innocence died with the first shovel of dirt. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Are we going to see charges there with the medical examiner? Are we going to see any sort of repercussions? Because it just seems so often, you know, we go to the perpetrator, but somebody's playing along with the perpetrator to make this happen, to tip the scales. Where do you think that's going to go?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because this is potentially a death penalty case.
Yeah.
So there's a lot on the line for Farwell. In other words, there's a lot of negotiation candy. So will he cooperate if anything nefarious has gone on? If he used his influence, friendships, if he did anything to influence this investigation, you know, I think he's going to cough it up, but it's going to have to be corroborated, right? I mean, we know he's a liar.
Yeah.
We know he's a fraudster. If the allegations prove out, I mean, we've seen it in the documents. He is something. So I'd put nothing past him in terms of blaming others for what he did. But if there's any concrete evidence of that, others being involved, and if this ends up being a cover up, oh my gosh, the Bureau's going to figure it out.
Yeah.
But make no mistake, some of the people involved in the Reid investigation, just a couple, were involved in this loosely, but kind of loosely. Like if you look at Fanning was the one. Okay, so the same person who did the digital analysis of phones in the Reid case, did Guarino, he did the digital analysis of Birchmore's Apple computer. Mm-hmm. That's it that I could find. Not of any other phones or anything, mm-hmm. of the Apple computer and that messaging system, which of course, you know, oftentimes, depending on exactly what he looked at, could incorporate text messages and things like that that could have been hooked to the phone.
Sure.
He only took a year's worth. And then you had Fanning. He's the one that did the report saying there was nothing threatening in any of the messages and no, you know, nothing that Matt did. I always thought it was interesting. He called Farwell, the person now accused of murdering her and staging her suicide, Matt,
yeah,
in his official police report. Who does that?
Someone who's really close to Matt. Someone who's on a first name basis with Matt is who does that. Someone who, in the Karen Reid case, also goes, oops, we don't have those strings of messages. They're not there. Like, what else didn't you have in this case, in the Birchmore case? It seems that we're seeing a bit of a pattern of behavior here.
Well, it looks terrible, but we do know that the federal authorities thanked very specifically the Massachusetts State Police. They thanked the Massachusetts State Police. They thanked Stoughton, and they sent Fanning on the arrest. So, you know, I mean, if they think he's a part of this, they're not going to have him be part of the arrest team, for heaven's sakes.
You'd think not, but maybe they just don't know enough yet. Maybe they still need to get into some more information. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There just seems to be a lot of weird corruption going on in this part of the country with their police departments.
Yeah, we'll see. I've always said this, it is incompetence, mm-hmm. mimics corruption.
Sure.
And people always want to jump to the corruption. Oh, see, they're corrupt. No, maybe that ME, I think I've possibly shared this story. One instance when I went to an autopsy, the ME was talking on the phone the entire time to his lover. He was married, about hooking up. He forgot his camera. I had to run to the FBI office to get a camera. He was so ill-situated because he had his phone on his shoulder. He was asking me to, like, help weigh the organs. I was taking notes for him because he was so caught up in this phone call. I was so angry about that, you know, the person that I was dealing with in this case had a broken mandible, which is hard. And he ended up coming up with the conclusion that he was unsure whether it was a homicide or not. I couldn't believe it. So I actually ordered another autopsy from another ME because he was so incompetent and terrible. So for people who think that these MEs, you know, are their word is the bottom line.
Yeah.
Just look at the Greenberg case.
Yes.
20 stab wounds, 10 to the posterior part, a huge gash in her head. Oh, that's now a suicide. So
yeah. Wouldn't it be shocking if the ME is the same ME for that one? I know it's not, but it's like, oh, by the way, oh, it did Ellen Greenberg's too. Like, oh, you're a good one. This is going to be fascinating to watch and to see, you know, what lives are changed here and what sort of corruption is called out and truth to power is brought against it. I was shocked when I heard about this one, but it looks like there's some corruption going on.
Well, Tony, I want to say this really quick. To make an alignment, though, between the facts and circumstances of Sandra Birchmore's case and Karen Reed's case is an absolute adulteration of what Birchmore went through.
Sure.
The fact that she was likely murdered, that suicide was staged, totally different deal, totally different department, different perpetrator, totally different set of circumstances. And to take a brush and say somehow Karen Reed is like Birchmore is just really bad. And you see that floating around. So, unfortunately, Sandra Birchmore suffered.
Certainly. And it's two different departments, but it's like you're in the same playground, basically. There's a group over here, a group over here. Every once in a while, there's some people who play with the other team a little bit, but they're two separate things that are going on here. But it's just a little too close for comfort. And I know they're completely separate cases. But my God, just the shocking. I mean, but I guess, you know, and this is just what we know about. This is because it was called out, because it was caught. You know, you have to wonder, you know, how often are these things happening in places where it never gets caught? It's just it's horrible.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.